If you remember, last time we learned, we discussed a machlokes between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rabbeinu Ephraim that Tosis has in a few places about whether we say the principle of Chaticha Nasis Nevela by Sha'ar Yisurim. Right? If you remember, the Shita of the Rabbeinu Ephraim is that Chaticha Nasis Nevela is only formulated by Basar B'Cholav. It's not formulated at all by Sha'ar Yisurim. The Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, and Rabbeinu Tam says that we say Chaticha Nasas Nevela even by Sha'ar Yisurim, and that seems to be a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah, meaning Chaticha Nasas Nevela is if I have a piece of meat that becomes non-kosher from something else, do I have to be mevatel the entire volume of that piece of meat? Or is it sufficient to be mevatel the amount of iser that that meat trapped? That's the principle of Chaticha Nasis Nevela. And Rabbeinu Ephraim says that this principle of Chaticha Nasis Nevela is formulated only by Basar B'Cholav, and Rabbeinu Tam says it's formulated by all Isurim. Rabbeinu Tam, however, is a tiny bit complicated because Rabbeinu Tam says that we say Chaticha Nasis Nevela by all Isurim, providing it's an Isur Davok, or the entire Chaticha is outside of the Rotev. But if Miktas Chaticha tocha rotav, and it's ein ha'iser davuk, then we don't say Chaticha nasas nevela, and then the entire kedir is mitzarei flavato ha'iser, right? Meaning, if you remember, we had a machlokes between the Ri and Rashi at the beginning of Tzadi Beis about what is the scenario when the tipas cholov falls on a piece of meat, that piece of meat becomes aser, and we say Chaticha Nasas Nevela. Is the scenario that this piece of meat where the Isser landed on is entirely outside of the Rotev? And in that situation, that's the way the Ri understands, in that situation we say that this piece of meat becomes completely Usser. However, according to the Ri, if the piece of meat is partially submerged in the Rotev, so the Isser will immediately, or the Cholov, we should say, will immediately diffuse to the entire Kedera, and it's going to be Batov Yavshishim Keneged the Tipas Cholov. That's the Shita of the Ri. The Shita of Rashi, however, is that when I have a Chaticha that is Miktsasa Tocha Rotev, so in that situation, that entire Chaticha becomes Usser, and the only time that the Tipas Cholov diffuses the entire Kedera is when the Chaticha is completely submerged in the Rotev. And although it's unclear exactly where Rashi got the Shita from, the Maharsha says it's from the Rashi on Kufches, who says that the Meha Shulayim is Olim, meaning only in that case where the entire Chaticha is submerged, only in that case is it going to be that the drop of milk diffuses to the entire pot. What the Ramah over here seems to be saying is Azoi. Let's take a step back. The Taz says we paskin like Rashi. Right? The Taz says that la halacha, when a drop of milk falls on a piece of meat, and that piece of meat is partially submerged, so Rashi is correct, that entire piece of meat becomes usser. And we don't say that there's immediate diffusion to the entire kedera. That's what the Taz says. The Ramah over here seems to be hedging his bets. And the Ramah is saying, well, if the Chaticha is partially submerged, so then By Sha'ar Isurim, I'm going to have a combination factor of the sheet of the Rabbeinu Ephraim that I do not say Chanan b'Sha'ar Isurim, and the sheet of the Ri, who says that there is immediate diffusion when the Chaticha is Miktsasa Teicha Rotov. Meaning to say, the way the Taz understands it, the Ramah is addressing or is taking into account the Shita of the Ri, and he's combining the Shita of the Ri with the Shita of the Rabbeinu Ephraim. That's the way the Taz and Os Yudalid takes this into account. Consequently, the Taz writes that la halacha, this is not true. Because la halacha, we definitely paskin like Rashi, that when the meat is partially submerged, so in that situation, the entire piece of meat becomes usur. And since we paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam, that we say Chanan b'Sha'ar Isurim, so even though the piece of meat is partially submerged and it's Sha'ar Isurim, the Taz and Eis Yudalev is going to be machmir against the Psak of the Ramah. Is that good so far? Okay. The Shah, however, is willing to say that no, that we're not 100% convinced of either of these shittos. And in fact, we will combine the shita of the Rabbeinu Ephraim with the shita of the Ri. And therefore, that is the psak of the Ramah, that if the piece of meat is partially submerged and it's Sha'ar Isurim, so then we do not say Chanan. That's what the Shach says lahalacha. Again, this is because the Shach writes earlier that all the Mechabrim and all the Achronim hold like the Ri, right? So therefore, he says you can include the Ri in the calculus. For the Taz, the Ri is ostensibly a rejected Shita. That is deep breath. That's point one. Point two. Machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Do I say Chanan b'Sha'ar Isurim or do I not say Chanan b'Sha'ar Isurim? Rabbeinu Tam says I do. And the Rabbeinu Ephraim says, I don't. Says the Pri Megodim in Os Yud Beis, on the Shach Os Yud Beis. Pri Megodim says that by Sha'ar, the Shach and the Taz both say, the Chanan b'Sha'ar Isurim, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is a Din D'Rabbanan, like we spoke about last time. However, there are some who disagree. Right. We pointed out that there is a Tosfos on Daf Kuf who sounds like Chanan b'Sha'ar Isurim is Doraisa, and that's why Tosfos, right, Reb Kiva Eger quote this Tosfos, and that's why, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, we're not exactly sure, Tosfos is not sure how they did Hag'olah in Klei Midyan. That sounds like Chanan b'Sha'ar Isurim is Doraisa. We pointed out the Chassam Sofer rejects this based on the Taz HaYadua. However, there are other shitos that Chanan b'Sha'ar Isurim is Do'iraisa, that the Pri Megodim addresses in Se'if Katin Yud Beis. The Maharik assumes that Chanan b'Sha'ar Isurim is Do'iraisa. And the Chanan b'Sha'ar Isurim, which is the Oiraisa, the Maharik says, is based on the rule that Chatzi Shir is also Min HaTorah. But if you read the Pri Megodim slowly and carefully, the Pri Megodim is saying that according to the Maharik, since Chatzi Shir is also Min HaTorah, That tells me that Hanan b'sha'ar Isurim is going to be a problem, meaning to say that since there's a little bit of Isur in this piece of meat, so therefore the entire piece of meat absorbs some Isur, even though, right, what's going to happen later on is that it diffuses to something else. But the rule of Hanan v'sha'ar Isurim tells me that that first piece of meat became entirely treif al tchatzi shir. And once it's entirely treif al tchatzi shir, so therefore we don't allow the Isur to diffuse. Right? That's the way the Maharik says it. Right? The Maharik is saying that al tchatzi shir aser min ha-tayra, so we will say Hanan. Now, this is already mechudash, because if it's al tchatzi shir aser min ha-tayra, effectively that means there's only a little bit of Isser here. If there's only a little bit of Isser, so bepashtus, it should diffuse. No? The Maharit apparently says, the Maharit is apparently saying that you're not going to get Malkus on it, just like there's no Malkus on Chatzi Shir. There's also no Malkus in the case of Hanan B'Sha'ar Isurim. Meaning, and the Prima Godim puts this together, meaning Hanan b'sha'ar Isurim is a razzle-dazzle way of saying Tam Ke'ikr. But Tam Ke'ikr, according to many, is not something that you get Malkus on because it's considered like a Chatzi Shir. So therefore, right, the piece of meat becomes usher out tam ke'ikr, and right, kevan shenosan tam b'chaticha, the tipas chola falls in that piece, first piece of meat. It's nice and tam, the first piece of meat. So then we're going to say tam ke'ikr asers that piece of meat. It will be entirely usher, even though it's sha'ari surim, based on tam ke'ikr, but when I then cook this meat with other stuff, so then I have to be mevato the entire piece of meat, because that first piece of meat became treif based on tam ke'ikr. And once it becomes treif based on tam ke'ikr, so you have to be mevato the entire piece of meat. Meaning, the reason why we say tam ke'ikr, the reason why we say Hanan b'sha'ar Isurim is based on tam ke'ikr. It's just that we had a machlokes in the sugya of tam ke'ikr, whether tam ke'ikr is mamish a do'iraisa or not a do'iraisa. And if you hold that tam ke'ikr is do'iraisa, it's possible that's do'iraisa only like a din of chatzi shir. So therefore, the Prima Godim is saying that the rule of Hanan b'sha'ar Isurim is exactly the same rule as Tam Ke'ikr. Meaning, deep breath, the Prima Godim is saying that if you're a Rabbeinu Tam purist and you hold that there is Hanan b'sha'ar Isurim, that's a very simple yesoid. Rabbeinu Tam holds Tam Ke'ikr's Do'iraisa, and you get Malkus on eating a Kezayis of it, meaning, like we explained, Tam Ke'ikr is transformative. So effectively, the Prima Godim is saying that Rabbeinu Tam, when he holds Hanan b'sha'ar Isurim, ain't teaching us nothing new. Right? I have to translate that into English, right? He's not teaching any new thing. Rabbeinu Tam holds Hanan b'sha'ar Isurim just because Rabbeinu Tam holds that Tam Ke'ikr is Do'iraisa and its mamish transformative. Those hold that Tam Ke'ikr is Do'iraisa al Tchatzi Shir will say that Tam will say that Hanan b'Sha'ar Isurim exists, right? But you're not going to get Malkus on it. It's like a Chassi Shir. The Rabbeinu Tam, since he holds Tam Ke'ikar, is transformative, so he has to hold of Hanan b'Sha'ar Isurim. The Rabbeinu Ephraim, who says that Tam Ke'ikar does not apply by Sha'ar Isurim, Rabbeinu Ephraim has to be saying that Tam Ke'ikar is not at all Do'iraisa. And if Tam Ke'ikar is not at all Do'iraisa, so consequently, we can't say Hanan v'Sha'ar Yisurim. That's basically the Shtekotar. Again, just to say it again, right? The Prima Godim is saying that the Rabbeinu Tam who says Hanan b'Sha'ar Yisurim is effectively the same Rabbeinu Tam who says Tam Kikr is Zeraisa. I have this in-between Shita that Tam Kikr is Zeraisa, but it's only Chatzi Shir. And that would mean the Hanan b'Sha'ar Yisurim, let's say, is going to be Dirabonan. But if I hold of Rabbeinu Tam, the Tam Kikr is Zeraisa, so Hanan b'Sha'ar Yisurim, the Pashtus is also Do'iraisa. And the Prima Godim is saying that the dispute, Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim, whether I hold of Hanan b'Sha'ar Yisurim, that is the same dispute that we learned at the beginning of our studies about Tam Ke'ikar Do'iraisa, not Mr. Pellet Schwartz and then Yitzi Weiss. I don't know why you're a Mr. and you're not. Like, it's a shiloh, but yeah.
Two questions. First of all, this is against the Stolichik's
whole thing
around
Hanan,
right?
Wait, yes, absolutely, yes.
Second of all, there's three understandings of Tom Baker. There was Doraita Foley, Doraita Benamalco, and then Durabanan Tom Baker.
I think so.
And so what are these not one of these two?
So those who assume that Tom Baker is Durabanan are not going to say Hanan b'Sha'ar Isurim for sure. Because it doesn't become treif, right? On the level of the Raisa, it doesn't become treif. It's just a carrier of tarfus. The carrier of tarfus is not such thing as Hanan. Those who assume the Hanan b'Sha'ar Yisurim is fully Raisa and get Malkus on the entire thing, the Hindu, the full-fledged version of the Rabbeinu Tam, they're going to hold that since you get Malkus on the entire thing, of course, the Tichanasis Neveda. I could have a Shita the Hanan b'Sha'ar Isurim is also based on Tam Ke'ikar, but Tam Ke'ikar is not transformative. And if Tam Ke'ikar is not transformative, so then I'm going to say Hanan b'Sha'ar Isurim, but it's not the same extent of Hanan, and Hanan would just be a way of calculating the amount of Isser that I have to move on to.
And the Chatzi Shir is that third one?
Chatzi Shir is the third one, right? That Hanan, that Tam Ke'ikar says it's Osir Min HaTayra Midin Chatzi Shir, right? And if it's Osir Midin Chatzi Shir, that means the piece of meat is entirely Osir. You have to mevatel the entire piece of meat, but it's not because the piece of meat entirely becomes treif, right? It's because there's a little bit of tarfus here, and there's some din derabbanan b'pashtus of Hanan, right? Tam Ke'ikar is d'oraisa in the first piece, but it's d'oraisa al chatzi shir. So the middle of the din of Hanan is not going to be the full fledged Hanan, that the whole thing is mamish aser.
If I heard you correctly, you're saying that Ma'arik talks about chatzi shir here, is that right?
The Ma'arik talks about chatzi shir on Tam Ke'ikar.
So you
would
hold by this third understanding.
So what?
So the Maharet would be according to this third line of reasoning.
Yes.
That would be not full pledge either case.
Correct. Yes, sir.
The two conditions that we're hoping to share with Isser Davok and Tzavta Barota.
We haven't yet spoken about Isser Davok. I don't know if we'll get there today.
Are those two conditions explicit in Rabbeinu Tam?
No.
That's from the Ramah.
That's the Ramah and the Shach and the Taz both assume it's a hachra'ah that the Rama is making. Yeah. Now, the Rav did not like this approach, the Hanan b'Sha'ar Yisurim is connected to Tam Ke'ikar. And the Rav has two rayas against the Yisayid. Raya number one, the Rav says, is that we pass in Hanan b'Sha'ar Yisurim is de Rabbonon, like the Shach and the Taz says, and we pass on the Tam Ke'ikar Zeraisa. That means tam ke ikar just means that this is treif. When I eat a kezias of it, I'm eating a kezias of treif, but it doesn't mean that the entire thing becomes treif. The lashon of that it is transformative, that's like the lashon hamush'al. It's not fully transformative. Right? We spoke about how if I eat an apple that tastes like matzah, you're not mekayem the mitzvah achilas matzah. Right? Tam ke'ikar is not mamish transformative, even according to the Rabbi Nitan. That's the point that the Rav makes. Consequently, the sheet of this Prima Gadim, which by the way is also the sheet of the Aruch HaShulchan, that tam ke'ikar is the thing or the basis or the same thing as Chaticha Nasis Leveila, that sheet of the Rav says is not mistaber. Moreover, the Rav brings a raya from the din of Melach HaBalua Midan. If I have salt, right, we had this in the end of Kofei. If I have salt that absorbs blood, even though the halacha is Nosa David al-Taima is not batal, but the salt that absorbs blood, we assume that that salt is not fully osir, it's not an iser machmas atzmai, and therefore it's not considered Nosa David al-Taima, and all you have to do is mevatal the blood. If the halacha would be that it's transformative, so then the salt becomes treif. Then you have to be mevata, then it can't be bata, because then it's milsa David l'taima. You see from here, says the Rav, that tam ke'ikar is a different principle than chaticha nasis nevela. Now, it's not abundantly clear that the Rav is correct, because it's possible that the Rabbeinu Tam actually holds that they are Tali Zebizet. The Raya that the Rav is bringing is from how the Shach and the Taz Paskin, the Hanan B'Sha'ari Surim is Dirabonon, and Tam Ke'ikar is Diraisa. Well, that's a very nice idea, but who says the Rabbeinu Tam agrees with that? Now, if I'm a Rabbeinu Tam purist, it could be I don't agree with that. And certainly if I'm a Maharik Jew, right, it's very possible to assume that Tam Kikr is Doiraisa, but Hanan B'Shari Surim is Dirabonon, because the din of Tam Ke'ikar is just a the din of Tam Ke'ikar is just like saying that it's Usr Alt Chatzi Shir. That's one yesoid that we could note. Moreover, the shita of Melech HaBalua Midam, which Shulchan Aruch Paskins like, that's a Tyson Kuf Ches, that is not attributed to Rabbeinu Tam. Right? Rabbeinu Tam's name is not attached to that. Now, again, whether Shulchan or so, what I would say is that you could say Hanan B'Sha'ar Yisurim is totally on Tam Ke'ikar, but still there's no Malkus, and the Raya of Malach HaBalua Midam is not a Raya within the Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe a Rabbeinu Tam purist would actually assume that it is transformative. That is the first Nekudah that I wanted to mention. The Rav has this in a few places in his Shiurim. It's a very good Yesoid. It's a beautiful Yesoid. But I'm just arguing that perhaps Rabbeinu Tam, might not hold that way. It looks like you have a question.
Yeah, just for the Rav does say, Rav Soloveitchik's model, he's saying that Haman is more of a real transformative process than Tam Ke'ikar itself.
No. Tam Ke'ikar is going to make a da'iraisa. Hanan does not make a da'iraisa.
But I thought that Tam Ke'ikar is not really Nebuchadnezzar. Even if it's Nebuchadnezzar, it's not.
Tam Ke'ikar is, no, so the Rav is saying that even the Rabbeinu Tam, who says that you get Malkus when you eat a kezias, it doesn't mean that the entire kezias becomes chazer, let's say. Mm-hmm. It just means that since there's chazer here, and I ate a kezias of Isser, I get Malkus on eating a kezias of Isser because it has a shame Isser. it doesn't mean it has a shame chazar, let's say, it has a shame iser. It's not entirely usr. So chanan b'sha'ar isurim, which means that the entire piece of meat is mamish shreif, that's not true on the level of daraisa. Right? That's a din rabbanon. That's what the shach and the taz say. Right? That's the rav's raya. The chanan b'sha'ar isurim is unconnected to tam ke'ikar. That's the first nekuda that we wanted to mention. Now, obviously, those who assume that Hanan B'Sha'ar Isurim is a din d'oraisa, right, could take the yesod of the Prima Gadim and run with it. No? They could say that Hanan B'Sha'ar Isurim is d'oraisa because of Tam Ke'ikar. And the Rabbeinu Tam is the dude who, the way Tosfos quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, so the kasha is, how do you kasha the kelim? Right, that's why the Daf Kuf is quoting the Rabbeinu Tam. So it could be the Prima Gadim is right, gentlemen. The Rav hated the Prima Gadim. The Rav loved the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim is like a teddy bear. Like, we hug him, he's gewaltig. But I don't know if there's a raya against the Prima Gadim, because I could argue that Rishonim are consistent. I don't know if the Shulchan Aruch has to be consistent, because a lot of the Shulchan Aruch works based on Hachras. That's what I think is a fair thing to say. Should I make two more points? It's a little bit late. I have to run. Okay, I'm going to break now, even though I have two more points. I'm going to show tomorrow. We'll continue. I feel bad. I have a Levaya now. One of my cousins was Nifter. The first cousin from like my generation was Nifter. So it's like a little bit scary. He took a Shabbos nap and he didn't wake up. So I have to go to Slovakia. And okay, guys, have a good day.